Speaking of hurt inside, it's Rob's turn. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Popular Science's Techathlon, tech news through games, trivia, and usually friendly competitions. I'm your host, Jason Letterman, and playing along with me today are Corinne, past the cranberry sauce Iosio.
You know, that's not even my favorite, but I'll take it.
Stan, we're having mashed potatoes Horacek.
Mashed potatoes and tedious political discussions. It's my specialty.
And Rob, thank you for being here, Virger.
That's an appropriate nickname because I actually don't eat food. I just plug into an electrical socket.
That's what Rob's thankful for this year.
Alternating current.
Because if you're listening to this, it is the Monday before Thanksgiving, and we have a jam-packed episode full of goodness for you. So let's dive right in with the Techathlon Decathlon, 10 trivia questions to catch you up on the week's tech news. I'll ask our panel all about what's been happening in the tech world since our last episode. They'll buzz in to answer and get points for each question they correctly answer. They'll also have the opportunity to steal any question that their fellow panelists answer incorrectly, as long as it's not true or false or multiple choice. Whoever has the most points at the end of the game will win this, a fresh copy of the new issue of Popular Science magazine.
Is that why you made me carry that over here?
That is why I made you carry it over here.
It's funny because nobody in the office but me knows where the boxes of these are.
So the new issue is out now on newsstands, the Noise issue. You can pick it up wherever you get magazines, or you can also find stories as they appear online at popsci.com/listen. But for now, let's get started with the decathlon. Question number one. Which major streaming platform faced some serious hacks last week with possibly tens of thousands of users being locked out of their accounts? Rob.
Disney Plus.
Disney Plus. Some users reported being locked out just moments after registering. The likeliest cause is reusing a password that had already been hacked on other sites such as Netflix. So use a new password for every site you log into.
Can we say what this is actually called? Because it's an awesome phrase.
Credential stuffing.
There it is.
In stereo.
How appropriate for Thanksgiving. Yeah. Credential stuffing.
Aw.
I'm going to credential stuff a turkey.
Use a password manager. Let it generate some really hard passwords that you don't even know in your brain. And things like this won't happen to you.
Yeah. Which is kind of weird because I heard a lot of headlines about how like Disney Plus already hacked. And it kind of wasn't. It was just that people gave bad guys their passwords.
Just people are bad at passwords. It's not that Disney is bad at security. We just stink at the internet.
Yeah, and then those bad people used the passwords to get in.
So. I mean, it seems to me like the hackers were just like lying in wait with this. Like they already had a list, clearly.
Those lists are already circulating.
Yeah.
Exactly. Hundreds of thousands of them.
On the dark web.
Yes.
Which is probably more entertaining than Disney Plus.
Really?
I don't know.
That's a controversial opinion this week.
Watch all sorts of stuff on the dark web.
I don't know if I want to know what Stan watches on the dark web.
It's just bootleg copies of Disney.
It's some guy pointing a VHS camera at a VHS tape playing of Disney movies. That's the way. It's the only way I can
truly watch
them.
The way I like to watch them too.
Yeah.
Question number two. The CEO of which cell phone carrier made headlines last week after announcing they would step down in 2020? Corinne.
That is our most favorite CEO, John Legere from T-Mobile.
T-Mobile is the answer I was looking for. It's actually pronounced Ledger. I had to look this up.
Wait, really?
Yeah, really. Huh. Ledger, like a book. So CEO John Legere has been in charge of the company since 2012.
Do you know that the T in T-Mobile stands for teeth because they used to be a dental company?
That's not true. It stands for telecom because they're Deutsche Telekom is the parent company.
And mobile stands for the things you hang over a baby's
bed. It's pronounced Deutsche.
Deutsche.
Wow. This is great.
We're smart.
The only true thing said here today was about T-Mobile being teeth. Teeth mobile.
Question number three. SMS messages are not super secure, and that's been known for a while. That's why Google is pushing a new protocol to Android phones, in its own app, of course, that will allegedly solve some of the problems faced by SMS and give new features like read receipts and typing notifications. What three-letter initialism does this new protocol go by?
I looked at it and I read the thing, too.
I know about the news. I don't know the initials.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Pretty sure there's a P.
CNP. ABC.
1, 2, 3.
All right, I'm going to call it. It's RCS.
Right. Hmm.
For a bonus point each, what do SMS and RCS stand for? Rob.
Is SMS short message service?
Yes, it is. That's 1 point for Rob.
What's the other one? RC what?
RCS.
Didn't they make VCRs in the 80s?
That's RCA.
Oh, yeah.
With the dog.
And the remote-controlled cars.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. Oh, yeah.
RCS stands for Rich Communication Service.
Mm. Like rich text format.
Mm. Right. Question number four. The International Olympic Committee is trying to meet some sustainability goals by reducing construction for housing for its members and instead partnering with what company to offer reduced rates for lodging and to infuse money into local economies? Corinne.
Airbnb.
Airbnb, that's it.
I hope they get their security audit underway before all this happens.
Yes, I would imagine for the IOC, they're going to have much stricter policies than for the traditional Airbnb host slash
client
user.
Yeah. Sucker.
Victim.
Good callback, Corinne, to a few weeks ago when we talked about that Airbnb wants to verify 100% of the listings and hosts on its site through, like, basically extensive customer surveys. Question number five is multiple choice. A topic that's been in the news a lot lately is revenge porn, people who upload private photos of others as a way of lashing out against them. Facebook talked with NBC News last week and revealed it has to take how many revenge porn photos down per month? I got four choices, but Stan, go ahead.
I think, now I'm not sure. I thought it was 500 million, but maybe it's 50 million. I'm going to go with 500 million.
That is not correct, and this is a multiple choice question. I haven't given the...
Sorry. All right, you can give them... I don't mind if you give them the options.
Okay,
I'm gonna... I tried to be a cool guy, and I'm going to pay the price for it.
You are going to pay the price. Your choices are A, 250,000, B, 500,000, C, 750,000, or D, 1 million. Rob.
I'm going to go with B.
B is correct. It's about a half a million posts per month.
I just added a comma.
Yeah,
that's exactly what I did, basically. That,
yes. You misplaced the decimal. Yeah.
And I just assume that Facebook is that bad.
Or in this case, it's people who are that bad, you know?
Yeah, it was already that horrible. And
it's always been a cesspool. Started off as a hot or not exercise, so it always kind of was just set up for this.
Did you guys do hotornot.com when you were in college?
No.
I did. I was not.
I did the rate my professors thing, and the ones that you thought were hot, you put a little chili pepper next to.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, that just would not fly now.
No, not even a little. It barely flew then.
Yeah, the internet is a vastly different place now.
Question number six. We've all seen those incredibly annoying electric scooters that are left all over the place. They get in the way while walking, and at 15 to 20 miles per hour, an accident can be incredibly dangerous to a rider. That's why one of the electric scooter companies is giving users free rides and other perks if they share pictures of themselves wearing a helmet at the end of a ride. Which scooter company is it? Rob.
Is it Bird?
It is Bird.
Woohoo!
I knew it was Bird or Lime.
Those were your choices.
Yeah.
So it's only available right now in Washington, D.C., and they are also launching a safety marketplace where people can purchase helmets, pads, and other safety accessories.
Ah, good. An opportunity to sell us, crap.
Question number seven. After an incident where the cover flew off of one of its engines, killing a passenger, which airplane manufacturer is complying with an official request from the National Transportation and Safety Board last week to redesign the part that failed? Rob.
Is it Boeing?
Boeing for the 737.
Flying seems like a really great idea. I'm glad I don't have to do it soon.
I'm super pumped. I'm going to the airport after this.
Yeah, Corinne, have a safe trip. And yeah, this was a Southwest flight where the casing around the front of one of the engines flew off mid-flight. So that's obviously not great. And it's a good thing that Boeing is complying with this. Like, I have no other notes besides good.
Yes, please fix it.
Question number eight is a true or false question. A new report is out from security firm Checkmarks that found a vulnerability allowing rogue apps to access a user's camera, microphone, and even GPS location without permissions. True or false, the flaw was only found in Samsung devices. Stan.
False. They did it on the Pixel, too.
That's correct. It's all Android phones. So Google and Samsung have already patched their devices, and Google let all Android manufacturers know about the issue.
Yeah, which is funny because Samsung built its own camera app for some frustrating reason.
It's not a Samsung phone if you can't have an app with Samsung before it for every feature.
And it didn't protect them from this generic Google Android bug. So great job, Samsung app. Way to go.
Question number 9. Political ads and the 2020 election are becoming big news for social networks. Twitter has already announced it will ban all political ads on the platform, a subtweet, if you will, to Facebook, which said it will allow political ads and will not fact-check them. Another social network company chimed in last week announcing it will allow political ads, but it will fact-check them. Which platform is it? Rob.
Is it Pinterest?
It is not Pinterest. Yes, Stan.
Yes, Stan. I think Stan is ringing in.
No, I'm just... Facebook did a lot of talking about it, political ads. I don't know if this is what you're talking about.
No, it's not Facebook. Okay. I explicitly named Facebook in the question.
As someone who is not doing things.
Yeah. Corinne, you want to take a shot at it?
Friendster?
Guess hot or not again.
It is neither hot or not, nor is it Friendster.
Tumblr.
Snapchat. And question number 10, the final question of the round. I'm looking forward to the many buzzers that will come from this question.
Oh, Jesus. Is it a pop culture thing again?
Google's Stadia gaming service finally launched last week. Stadia, unlike other gaming consoles, is exclusively cloud-based, and Google is hoping it can bring gaming via internet to the masses. The service launched with 22 titles, so it's time for another edition of How Many of the Things Can You Name? Our contestants will buzz in to name one video game at a time. They'll get a point for each one they correctly name, and if they answer incorrectly, they're out. Panel, go ahead, buzz in with all of the video games that you know.
You could totally win this if you just know the name of a lot of Tomb Raider games, because there's about a lot of them are Tomb Raider games.
I know, there's a...
Rob.
Lara Croft Tomb Raider, the video game.
Lara Croft Tomb Raider is not on my list.
Destiny 2, because I
Destiny 2 is one of the games. Well done, Stan.
I don't know.
That's the one I played. And
any other games from anybody?
There's a basketball thing, right?
Well, there's Mortal Kombat. I don't know if it's 10 or 11.
Is there a
it's
Final 11. Fantasy? There's a Final Fantasy.
Mortal Kombat 11, I'll give you that one.
Okay.
Which Final Fantasy, Corinne?
I don't know, 6?
It's not 6.
12.
Not 12.
Am I getting hotter or colder?
Hotter.
16.
You're hot, but...
17, 15.
15.
Damn, can I have it?
No.
You're a jerk. Crisis? No.
You're out, Kurt.
I know I'm out.
You're
Stan's
out.
Still
Stan,
in.
Stan, you've got the opportunity to name any game you know.
I can't remember the name of the ones I've played. I played Mortal Kombat 11. I played Destiny 2. I played some of the several Tomb Raiders that I'm unwilling to guess their specific names. And then also I'm in the same situation with Assassin's Creed.
Oh,
and I can't remember what the actual name of it is. So there we go. I've demonstrated that I do know vaguely what they are. And that's enough for me.
Yes, yes. Assassin's Creed Odyssey.
Odyssey, right.
There's Tomb Raider Definitive Edition and Shadow of the Tomb Raider Definitive Edition.
Right, yeah.
Mortal Kombat 11, you already named.
Yeah.
Among the titles are also Samurai Showdown, which is included with a Stadia Pro subscription, Thumper, Just Dance 2020, and Farming Simulator 19.
Yeah, which I did not download because...
No.
No, thank you.
Yeah.
So the final scores of the game. Corinne has 2. Stan has 3. Rob has 5. So well done, Rob. Congratulations.
Thank you.
This wonderful edition of Popular Science now belongs to you.
Oh, the theme is noise and it looks really good.
Congratulations, Rob. We're going to take a quick break and we'll be right back after this.
Listen to the world around you. What can you hear right now? A coworker chatting on the phone? A car driving past on the street? The hiss of steam pipes heating a building? Now think about all the sounds that happen on Earth every day. Bats screech overhead, howler monkeys, well, howl, and blue whales bellow below the ocean. Thunder claps while sand dunes sing, and rockets launch to planets where our own voices would sound different. Meanwhile, we're detecting mysterious radio bursts around the globe, inventing languages of gibberish, creating sound effects with animal noises, playing 300-year-old instruments, listening to music, trying to calm crying babies, and looking for that one place of complete silence. The world is a symphony and a cacophony of aural experiences. Read and hear all about it in the Noise issue of Popular Science. Available on newsstands now and at popsci.com/listen.
Welcome back. Black Friday is just 4 days away, and we're all eager to get our hands on the most stuff for the least amount of money. But while we're all just looking at websites and magazines, Stan made some sweet, sweet content.
Yeah, I went shopping online, and now I'm technically making it into work, which is funny because I'm not even going to buy any of these things, but they are pretty good deals. So this is both informative and entertaining, which is a phrase that I call...
Infotainment?
Infotainment-taining-ing. Instead of thinking of a new game, we are going to play a game that may seem familiar to you if you have ever seen a certain TV show that's on when you pretend to be sick from school and you stay home eating hot dogs while your parents are not home. So what I'm going to do is tell you the object that is on sale on Black Friday, and you are going to have to, all three of you, guess how much it is on sale for. And the person who is closest without going over will be the winner.
Okay.
And you don't actually win the thing like on the show. This is much worse than that.
You win being in a small room with three of your coworkers.
Yeah. You win getting to buy this thing if you have that amount of money.
Yep.
And want it.
Yes.
Are you going to tell us the regular retail price?
I was thinking about it, but I feel like that might not make it as fun. So I would like for people to be really wrong about it.
Okay.
We'll rotate who starts so that way it's fair. I think that's how they do it on the actual show. Rob, we'll start with you.
Okay.
Well, we'll start with everybody, but you get to guess first. This one is a 3-pack of Amazon Echo Dots smart speakers. So 3 of them.
Mm. Let's see. I'm going to guess that that 3-pack retails for $39.95.
Jason, this is we're guessing the Black Friday price.
I'm going to say $50.
I am going to say $51.
Wow. Corinne rules lawyered everybody and wins. It's $64.97. They retail for $50 a piece. So,
well, that's why I figured it might be like a 3-for-1 deal.
Yeah. So you're essentially getting 3 of these things for $64, which means
you're not essentially getting it. You are.
Yeah, you are. You're getting 3 of these things for $64, which means you can equip your whole stupid house with Alexa.
They're basically half price.
Are these the ones that have the clock on them now? Or
no, these are just the basic ones. Mm. This is like their get these things out of our warehouse, please deal. Jason, you get to guess first on this one.
Oh, goody.
All right. So this one is from Best Buy. And it is a door buster, which is a wonderful, horrible phrase on Black Friday. It is a 58-inch Insignia Fire TV edition. 58 inches.
So you know what would be really helpful is if I remember how much I bought this for last year.
Wow.
This exact TV that is sitting in my living room right now. Wow, I'm so mad I'm going first right now. I'm going to say $800. I don't know.
Wow. Sorry, did you say if it was 4K or HD?
It is, but it's also an Insignia Fire TV edition.
I'm going to say $550.
All right. Rob, you want to guess?
Yeah, what was Jason's guess again?
$800.
I'm going to guess $801.
Yeah, you're all super wrong. It is $200.
Wow.
Whoa.
Yeah.
We all, no points for anybody.
It is absurdly cheap for a 58-inch TV.
That's right, but it's a doorbuster, so yeah, that's...
Yeah, which means you have to literally hammer punch people in the head to get it.
And skip Thanksgiving dinner.
And then ride it like a surfboard across a wave of people out to your car. Okay. All right, so there you go. $200 for a giant TV at Best Buy if you're willing to go through hell for it. Corinne, you get to go first on this one.
Mm-hmm.
If you're looking for an iPad, Target has one of the best deals on the current generation iPad, the 10.2-inch basic iPad. How much do you think Target is selling for?
$350.
Rob?
$199.
Jason?
$351.
It is $249. So Rob gets that one.
Woohoo!
Yeah, because that one only retails for $329.
Oh, right.
Because
I went with the pro pricing.
You
That's
did.
What I did.
Yeah, and they actually have
and
a good...
I went with the beat Corinne price.
Yeah,
I went with the correct price.
Yeah, no, you actually would have won because the 10.2-inch Pro, they have on sale right now for $450, which is a really good price for the Pro itself.
Remember when Apple stuff never went on sale?
Yeah, I was just thinking that too. That's why I put this in here because, like, there was a time when you just, you know, there would be all these Black Friday sales and everything would have this price next to it. And then it would just be like a picture of an iPad with its full price next to all these big sales. All right. Jason, are you keeping score over there?
I am.
All right. We are halfway through this wonderful game where no one has won anything. All right. One of the, Rob, you get to go first in this one, I think.
Okay.
One of the best deals I've seen this year, full stop, is from Walmart, which means you're also going to have to endure Mad Max conditions to get it. But they have the Apple Watch Series 3. Which is, they're on Series 5 now, which means you're going back to Series 3, so you're not going to get the ECG compatibility, but it is seriously cheap. How much is Walmart selling the Apple Watch Series 3 for?
I'm going to guess $99.
That was going to be my guess.
I know, Jesus.
$100.
$98.
Wow. So Jason wins this one. It is $129.
Wow.
Which for an Apple Watch is still absurdly cheap.
That's a good price.
$99, I think they probably would start a riot.
Yeah.
It was that cheap. Like, yeah. That's like that magic number where it's like, we can't safely charge this little for that.
It's just a hazard.
That's also the price where I would say, all right, I'm just going to buy the watch.
Yeah.
And then be mad at it for being too old in a year.
Yep.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, when it won't update anymore. Mm-hmm. I think Series 3 is the one that I would buy because it's cheap and it's good and it doesn't give you the weird heart rate stuff, which I think is overkill for me. So like that's actually the one I think most people would be fine buying. So there you go, $129 if you're willing to suffer for it. Okay, Jason, you get to guess first on this one. Microsoft, a while back, released an Xbox that does not have a disk drive. It is only digital. And it is seriously discounted this time of year, as game systems usually are. How much is the 1 terabyte all-digital Xbox going to cost this Black Friday?
$249.99.
Corinne?
$199.
Rob?
$251.
So does nobody get a point? Because it is actually only $150.
Yeah, nobody gets a point. That's the second time that's happened.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, last question. Corinne, you get to go first on this one. The Facebook portal is a device that we all know and love because it brings Facebook and a camera and a microphone into our house. And it has those delightful Muppet commercials where the Muppets video chat each other.
Every time that comes on, I wonder how much they paid to license the Muppets
for
those. You
know, if I could just video chat the Muppets whenever I wanted, then
you
that
buy
would,
a portal.
No, I mean, it's some sort of super broad Disney thing because, like, they have some serious product placement on a lot of ABC shows, too.
Oh, it's right. Yeah. The Modern Family.
Oh, like, I rolled my eyes so hard.
The whole series premiere of Modern Family this time was basically a portal commercial.
Yep.
It was nuts. Okay. But if you want your own portal to be like Modern Family, how much is it going to cost you for the standard portal?
$79.
Rob?
$80.
A cool $69.
Wow, it is $129. And wow. I guess that shows you guys, because it's usually $179, which shows how much everyone here really wants one of these.
Yeah, I definitely value the Facebook portal.
I did remember $79. I just forgot the one in front of it.
Yeah. And I think the TV, the one that goes on top of your TV, will be $99. So
I don't want one.
Nope.
That seems to be the general consensus. So there you go. Those are your Black Friday deals. You can go and get into fist fights for them. Who won the game, Jason?
Rob did. 2-1.
Nice. Your prize is a portal, a Facebook portal, Rob.
Just what you always wanted.
Thanks so much. I'll accept it as long as you get one too, and we can talk with each other every Saturday and Sunday.
Sounds good to me.
Thanks, Dan. Let's move on to our final game of the episode. T-Mobile CEO John Ledger announced last week that he'll be stepping down in 2020. Now, Ledger's known for a few things, including his vast magenta wardrobe and hate tweeting about or sometimes directly at other cell phone companies. In fact, Ars Technica wrote a piece on Ledger's decision to leave with the headline, "John Ledger is leaving T-Mobile after 7 fun years of bashing AT&T and Verizon." It always makes me laugh when I see those tweets, so in this game, I'm going to read you a tweet. You have to guess if it's Ledger tweeting at the competition or just a disgruntled customer complaining about their cell phone carrier. I've got 3 tweets for each of you, and whoever gets the most correct wins. Stan, we're going to start with you.
Great.
The tweet is, "At T-Mobile, customer service is the best in the industry. At Verizon and at AT&T, customer service is like..." And then a gif of a creepy clown waving with the caption, "See you in your dreams."
Wow, that is a person who works for T-Mobile. No human does that.
your options are John Ledger or a person complaining just on social media.
John Legend. Right?
Ledger. Perfect.
Okay. There you go.
Yeah. No, that was actually a normal person. No,
that was not a normal person.
It was a normal person.
It may have been a person.
John Ledger, to be fair, responded back with an image that says it's a scientific fact.
Yes. He's like, thanks, Mom. Thanks, Nancy Ledger, for tweeting this.
All right, Corinne, you're up next. The tweet is, one of my all-time favorite jokes at Verizon. What's your favorite joke? Hashtag National Telejoke Day.
I don't know. That's the CEO. That's John Ledger.
That was John Ledger, just making fun of Verizon.
What a dork.
Calling them a joke?
Yeah.
Oh.
That is a terrible tweet.
That's a horrible, horrible tweet.
I told you, these are like, it always brings a smile to my face when John Ledger crosses my timeline.
Imagine you're like a T-Mobile comms person and he's about to press send and you like throw your body across his desk.
No, I just think that the T-Mobile comms people just must be in like a fugue state with the whole thing.
Just like
it's all, just let it all happen. It's what it is.
Rob, here's your first tweet. I hate companies that make it a nightmare to reach customer service at Verizon.
I'm going to just guess that that was a customer.
That was just a customer.
Mm.
Not just a customer. All the customers are important.
AT&T, more like AT and terrible.
John, that one's for you. You can use that for free.
Yeah, I'm going to make these.
AT&P, more like it.
Stan, this is yours. And actually, I thought of you when I saw this tweet,
great.
So I'm glad you're getting it. At AT&T, in a nutshell, facepalm emoji. Phase one, buy DirecTV and Time Warner. Phase two, phase three, profit.
If this isn't him, I could see this being some like tech blogger who thinks it's hilarious. I'm going to guess it's him again. I'm going to guess it's him every time.
That was him.
Tales never fail.
That was John.
Here we go.
Corinne.
Mm-hmm.
Almost forgot at AT&T sucks so bad.
That's a customer.
That is a customer.
I like it.
It's good, though. Like, that was a real toss-up.
Why would they forget? Why did they remember?
Never forget.
This was, I looked for some kind of context. There were no links. There was not a reply. This was the entire tweet.
Someone was just pissed off.
Yeah. Rob, this one's for you. So, on a serious note, does anyone on Earth not love at Pirate's Booty? If so, I bet $100 you also use at Verizon. Hashtag nom nom nom.
I'm going to guess John Ledger.
That is John Ledger.
Oh.
Man. Can we get some Pirate's Booty?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's that packing peanuts with cheese on them, right?
Yes, and they are delicious. Stan, back to you. At ATT, you guys just plain suck. Your service sucks all around. You're very quick to nickel and dime people at every corner and provide no solutions ever.
Well, that's got to be a customer because I don't think the guy in charge of T-Mobile would want to remind everyone that literally all cell phone carriers nickel and dime everyone all the time.
You are right. Here's what I'll say. This guy ends his tweet with, at T-Mobile and at John Ledger, you've officially just won over a new customer.
Wow.
Hmm.
He's so honored.
John responded. He said, thank you for switching. If you ever tweet, by the way, about switching to T-Mobile, John Ledger will tweet at you and give you his email address to email him directly.
That's awesome.
Let's give his email address to Mark Cuban and see if we can't start an endless loop.
Is that like when you have the two Alexas talk back and forth to each other?
That's exactly it. We'll be done with both of their shenanigans all at once.
Corinne, this one's for you.
Okay.
At AT&T and at Verizon suck.
That's John Ledger.
That's John Ledger in response to a random Twitter user saying they were switching from AT&T to Verizon. And he was mad it wasn't T-Mobile. So he said they both suck.
Was he not even involved?
He was not involved at all.
Do you wonder what his childhood was like?
He scrolls through Twitter looking for people talking about other cell phone providers and just berates the other cell phone providers.
I'm sad for him in a way.
I'm not because he's rich.
Yeah, but I feel like he must have a lot of hurt inside.
Rob, here is your final tweet. I'm not even going to acknowledge that.
Yeah. Speaking of hurt inside. Yeah.
Speaking of hurt inside.
It's Rob's turn.
Here's the tweet. Wow, this aligns perfectly to at AT&T's customer care motto. If you don't make us enough money, we're happy to see you go. And then there's a link.
I'm going to guess John Ledger.
That was John Ledger. It was an article reporting that the AT&T CEO was quoted as saying he's okay with DirecTV losing low-paying customers, and 2019 is, quote, a cleanup year.
Ooh.
Not a great look. But speaking of great looks, Corinne and Rob got all of their tweets correct. So we have a tiebreaker question for you.
Tiebreaker.
All right. Arm wrestle.
So at the time of this recording, how many Twitter followers does John Ledger have? Closest gets it. It can go over. This is not the other game.
927,000.
502,000.
Well, Corinne wins at 6.5 million.
Holy hell.
He is very popular on Twitter. He does a live stream every Sunday where he cooks in his slow cooker, which is hashtag slow cooker Sunday, got a cookbook deal off of. So John knows how to play the social media game.
Who is watching that? If you watch that, tweet at me and tell me why you watch that. Unless you're Ledger's
John
mom.
John Ledger, please tweet at Stan.
It's at Stan Horacek.
At Stan Horacek and invite him onto the next edition of Slow Cooker Sunday.
Yeah, because I'm going to be like, why? What are we doing here?
He should invite Stan onto Slow Cooker Sunday. He should come play Techathlon.
Yeah, that's also true. John, if you ever want to come play Techathlon, you are welcome anytime.
We got to get his attention. I'm going to get on the...
Just tweet about somebody else.
I want to get on the Techathlon.
Just tweet about AT&T and Verizon. and then he'll come on.
You Verizon. You. You. And he'll... At John Legere, hashtag T-Mobile rocks.
Well, thank you all for playing, panel, and thank you for listening at home. We'll catch you back here next week for another edition of Popular Sciences Techathlon. Techathlon is a popular science podcast. We're available on all major podcast platforms, so subscribe wherever you're listening now. And if you like what you hear, please rate and review us on Apple Podcasts. It will help other people to find the show. You can buy our merch, including t-shirts, tote bags, and mugs at popsci.threadless.com. The show is produced by the entire PopSci tech team and me, Jason Letterman. Our theme music is by Billy Cadden. If you have questions, suggestions, or opinions to share, tweet us at Techathlon Show. Thanks for listening.